Good afternoon, The Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. For birds, yes. We do have, what type of bird do you have to start with? Quaker? Okay, yeah. Yeah, certainly. We do have some Hagen pellets in at the moment. We've just got a small selection at the moment. We're just waiting for our next stock to come through. But they would definitely be an okay size for a Quaker parrot. They're still like a fruity type blend, a premium blend of pellets that we're recommending. We do also stock the Passwell pellets at the moment, but the crumbles we're just out of stock until we get our next order in. They're just on back order at the moment. Yeah. Yeah, like we have been seeing a few issues with the Vetifarm pellets, so we are steering away from those at the moment, definitely, to either the Passwell pellets or definitely the Hagen ones, which as I said is a premium type pellet. We're just waiting for the shipment to come in and be released so that we can get more stock, but we've got 4 bags left of the Hagen pellets at the moment, and we've had a lot... We will definitely... Yeah, we definitely will try. Obviously, it is one that does come in from overseas, but it is definitely the best pellet at the moment that we can get hands on. But otherwise, if you're wanting one that has generally not a lot of issues with supply, is the Passwell pellets, which is the doctor's. It is an Australian-made pellet as well, and it can be purchased obviously through us here, but some of the other bigger pet shops like the Pet Barns and stuff do stock the Passwell pellets as well. So if you're wanting something that's a bit more readily available, you can definitely get those ones. But yeah, we've been having a lot of good success rate with the Hagen pellets. Yeah, so a bit more readily available. We haven't had, in regards to nutrition or... The Passwell crumbles is still like a more of a smaller... you're on the NutriBlend pellets currently? Is that what you're on currently? Yeah, so it's a similar size to... Yeah, so they'll be similar size to the Vetifarm pellets, the Passwell ones. The Hagen ones, they do come in a 2 millimeter or a 4 millimeter pellet. We've only got the 4 millimeters at this stage, but they're only probably a slightly bit bigger than the Passwell crumbles. So still would be okay, suitable for a Quaker size parrot to have those. We've successfully converted our vet's Sun Conya that she's just got over onto those pellets quite quickly, and there's minimal wastage with them. Like if you are looking at swapping over, I definitely, because you're swapping from one pellet to another, it is good that they do have a variety of pellets that they're used to and will eat, because if one becomes out of stock, then you do need to be able to offer another form of food, obviously, and if they don't want to go to anything else, that can be an issue. But if you are looking at swapping over to either the Hagens or the Passwells, what I would recommend is not to do it when you run out of your Vetifarm, to have like 2 bowls on offer, so that you can see if they do go to the new pellets. And once you are confident that they are eating those new pellets, and just start cutting down the other Vetifarm. Ideally, before doing any form of conversion onto, like going from one pellet to another, I would recommend if they haven't had a health check to have a health check, because a period of stress such as a conversion can put a little bit of stress on the body. And if they've got anything that's underlying, like an infection or something like that, that can come out through periods of stress. So would ideally recommend a health check. But if that's not possible, just do it slowly and just watch and make sure that they are eating, and you can convert them over that way. Excellent. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Yep, well, that's good. Yeah, so it sounds like you probably won't have a lot of issues getting him onto a different pellet as well, if he's that adventurous in wanting to eat different foods, and especially what you're eating. So you can definitely offer him the new. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, if you do want to try them, as I said, yeah. But if you do want to try them, as I said, I don't have any of the crumbles in, the Passport crumbles in at the moment. But I'm hoping next week we might get an order in. So if you are looking to come in and have a look at them, just give us a call just to make sure that we've got them in stock again. Otherwise, we do have, as I said, only the 4 bags of the Hagens at the moment. Yeah, certainly. So the Hagen pellets here. Let me bring it up. Okay, so the Hagen Tropicana pellets is 820-gram bag that we've got currently, and they're $36.30. And the Passwell crumbles is a 1 kilo bag, box, comes in a bag inside a box. And here we go. So it's $14.90. So the Hagen's one is more of a premium type one, and everything, hence probably the increase in price. But definitely, if you're wanting to get him onto a different pellet, and these pellets are definitely something that the doctors are recommending as well. So it depends on your situation what you can get. But yeah, definitely crumble the Passport crumbles is another option for you. Yeah, that's it, $14.90. Yeah. I say crumble. No. They've got it crumbled because it comes in also a parrot pellet, which is more like a little cylindrical shaped pellet. The crumbles is probably about the same size as your Vetifarm pellets that you've got it currently. They say crumble, but it's not a powder. It is a like a hard pellety. Yeah, just think when you break off a biscuit crumbs and stuff, and they come a little bit crumbly, but not powder. That's the crumb. Yeah, that's about the size. Yeah. No, next week hopefully with our next order. But the our wholesaler that we get all our drug supplies and products through, they're just out at the moment. They're waiting for their shipment to come in. So yeah, if you are looking to come in next week, then I'd definitely call first just to make sure we've got them in stock. Yeah. Once the supply gets in, we'll be flush with supply. But as I said, we're just waiting. It's just an import license thing. We're just waiting for the big supply to come through to get all our product here. But if that's the situation, then definitely going on to the Passwell crumbles. And then if you're wanting to in the future try the Hagen pellets as another option, then that's definitely something that you could do as well. There's no harm in doing it. There's no harm in doing it, but then you're not going to know which ones they're actually really going for either. So, Yeah, but it is a good idea to have different varieties on hand just in case one is becomes unavailable for any reason. Yeah. Yeah, it's potentially the maintenance diets or the NutriBlend pellets, the colourful ones that we've been having a few issues with. But yeah, sure. Yeah. 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 Yeah, like it is, as I said, it's more of a premium product. There's been a lot of science go into making it and everything. But yeah, I can't obviously, and there's two totally different companies, so yeah, the price, they're not going to be price matched or anything like that. So yeah. Yeah. We just make a decision what one you want to do, and as I said, we do generally keep them both in stock here. So yeah, when you come through, we can discuss it further. Not a problem at all. That's all good. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.